Rise and shine, everyone. You are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial, Central Vermont Community Radio. And it's Saturday, and my name is Amy, and I'm so happy to be here with you today on a wonderful Saturday morning. The snow is melting here in Vermont, and we have a lot of feathered friends coming back to town. It's just like a big party is starting here, just starting here in springtime in Vermont. But first, let me tell you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont, more information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what the puppies are saying, and that's what we're saying here on Amy's Kid Show. We are always ready to play, whether it's Saturday morning or any other morning or any other time of the day. We just always have a good time when we're together here on the radio, and I am so honored to be here again for another episode of Amy's Kid Show. Boy, we are almost just about at our 100th show, 100 episodes of Amy's Kids Show. We're almost up on the anniversary. And in fact, the anniversary of our 100th show is going to fall right about the same time as the WGDR GDH fundraiser. So that's coming up in a week or two. We're going to invite back all of our old friends, all of our special guests that we've had over the past couple years. We have had just about every species almost and type of creature that you can think of, including leprechauns and things and cats from outer space, and as well as rhinos. And speaking of our rhino friend, the rhinestone rhino, well, he was here visiting for a couple of weeks because, of course, he just loved the mud that we have here in Vermont. He just couldn't resist staying on for an extra week or two just to wallow in it. And maybe some of you out there have been wallowing in it and taking a new appreciation for our beautiful mud here in Vermont. But he had to take off. But while he was here, he made some friends. You know, those rhinos, they're actually very social, and they like to make friends, especially with certain types of creatures. And maybe you hear some of them in the background here. I've invited some of these creatures in the station this morning because they want to talk about things that they have in common with we humans. Well, they don't have horns, but they have another very special, beautiful, soft thing on their body that is actually related to something that's beautiful and soft on ours. Stick around and we'll find out.
Jenny. You've been having such a good time singing and dancing. Girl, I'm telling you, you just get right into the knack of the Jamaican beat. And I'm happy to see you happy. And I want you to have a good night rest tonight. So come, let us go home.
Good night, Coleman Man.
Good night, Jenny. We'll see you again soon, huh?
Good night, Rasta Man.
Goodbye, Jenny.
And see you later, Maddie.
Goodbye, Jenny. Great party.
Come on, Jenny. Come on, Tingle. Everything is finished now. Let's go home. Thank you, John. Give thanks to everyone.
I'm a little sleepy. It's been a wonderful day, and I love everybody I've met. It's so great that people here take the time for music. Some have so little, but what they have, they share, especially their music. I came to Jamaica to sing, and I've learned so much more than just the songs. Well, bye for now. Thanks for coming with me. And remember, keep on singing.
Hey, little red bird, gone again. Up into the clouds, you're gone again. You sang a beautiful song, but you're gone, gone, gone. I'll catch up somehow. Oh, hey, little chickadee, I'm looking for a melody. I'm on a search for a song, it's gone, gone, gone. I need to find it somehow. Your turn. You don't have to be long to help me find my song. I need to hear it somehow. Well, it's morning and I think I might step out in the dawn's early light. I'm a-looking for a song I here with that song again. I love it and I'm gonna sing along again. I knew that this would happen somehow. Hey, 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 little red bird, you singing little red bird.
Friends called him Joe, and black were his back and his wing. And all of the other crows laughed at him so, for Joe really wanted to sing. A simple caw caw wasn't music enough for feelings Joe felt deep inside. So in spite of the laughter he heard every day, Joe flapped his wings and he tried. He went caw, 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 caw. Joe gave it the best that he had. But call, 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 I'm sorry to say it was bad. The other crows called, they laughed and guffawed to hear poor Joe trying his best. And though all their jeers nearly brought him to tears, he bravely went on with his quest. For Joe was a dreamer and he dared to dream that one day he'd stand in the ring and hear a vast hush as the world fell silent for the crow that wanted to sing. He went caw, 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 though he gave it the best that he had. Caw, 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 I'm sorry to say it was bad. One day in his tree, in his worst misery, Joe wondered just why he'd been born. His nest was a sight, his feathers a fright, his good heart felt tattered and torn. Then his wife and his children all gathered round as evening stars twinkled above. They nestled themselves warmly under his wing and they said, "Daddy, tell us of love." And as Joe thought of how he felt full of love now and of all of the joy love could bring, a miracle happened in that willow tree. A crow really started to sing. He sang, "Love, love, love is the answer." He sang in a voice so clear. "Love, love, love is the answer, and love is the reason we're here." He sang, "Love, love, love is the answer." He sang in a voice so clear. "Love, love, love is the answer, and love is the reason we're here." His friends call him Joe, and Blackbird is back and his wing. His message to you is that dreams can come true, for Joe finally learned how to sing.
Welcome back, folks. We have been dancing around the studio here and having a good time and getting ready to celebrate our special guest who is here in the studio, guys. We actually have Joe the Crow. Yeah. Come on over. Come on over, Joe. He brought some of his friends, of course, because you know how those birds are. Birds of a feather flock together. And that's actually our theme for today. Birds of a feather flock together. Yeah, hey Joe, I'm so glad that you could make it today. Joe the crow who learned how to sing actually met the Rhinestone Rhino while the Rhinestone Rhino was up here in Vermont, and they got to be good friends. As you can imagine, they have a lot in common because, of course, rhinos love to make friends with birds because then the birds help to pick all those bugs off their back, all the ticks and fleas and things that make the rhinos itch. Yeah, so they cooperate quite a bit, right? but also they love to sing. They all love to sing, right? We know that the Rhinestone Rhino loved to sing. It made him feel so much better about himself. It cheered him up and helped him remember what an amazing, amazing creature he is with those diamonds all over his skin. Well, Joe wanted to come in the studio today because he wanted to let us know that, of course, crows also love to sing. Yeah, you guys always have so much to say. I know, it seems like every time I go outside, especially this time of year, the crows are talking to me. Does that happen to you guys? and they're talking with each other, of course. I know, you guys are very busy. Yes, they're sort of like, you know, the news broadcasters of the woods and of the fields and of the sky. Constantly, constantly talking and communicating and singing. But also they have rainbows all over them. Now, they don't have rhinestones, but they wanted to let you know that they have rainbows. And where are their rainbows? Their rainbows are hiding all throughout their black feathers. Yes, so crows, like all birds, have feathers. And they wanted me to let you guys know that humans have something very similar to feathers. Just like feathers grow out of skin cells, and we've been learning about skin here on Amy's Kids Show and celebrating the largest organ of the body, our skin, which covers our entire body. That's what makes it the largest organ, and it's the one that we're usually most fascinated with because we can see it, right? We can hold up our hands right now and study our skin. Well, skin cells make hair and feathers. Isn't that amazing? Our hair on our body is actually made out of skin cells, and so are birds' feathers. Pretty cool, right? Although they're different in many ways too, and so that's what we're going to be learning about today is the things that make feathers and hair similar and different. So Joe wanted to learn a little bit more about how his feathers were made, and I thought it would be a good idea if we start out first talking about hair so that the listeners out there who may have hair can learn a little bit about their hair first. And then when we learn about feathers, it might make a little bit more sense how the skin cells come together to make hair and feathers. And they make it out of a special nutrient called protein, which is probably why the crows are out there excited to see all this mud so that they can get more worms and things and protein to eat. All the birds are out there munching. I hope you are too. Have a little breakfast and let's learn about hair.
Kids Health presents How the Body Works with Chloe and the Nerve.
Chloe, you'll never guess what I got for all of the money in our piggy bank. Magic beans for growing hair.
Why do you want to grow hair?
No reason.
Nerb, hair doesn't grow from beans.
Chloe, I'm pretty sure it does.
Come with me, I'll show you how hair grows.
Whoa, why are we in the middle of a forest? Does hair come from trees?
These aren't trees, Nerb. That's a strand of hair. We're in hair.
Hair? What is hair doing here?
That's the thing, Nerb. Hair grows almost anywhere. When you think of hair, you probably think of the hair that grows on the head. But there's hair on almost every part of the body.
Weird.
You mean weirdly awesome. Some of the hair on the body is easy to see, like eyebrows. But other hair, like the hair on the cheek, is so fine that it's almost invisible.
I have hair on my cheek? Why would my body need that?
Depending on where hair is, it has different jobs. The hair on top of my head keeps my head warm. My eyelashes protect my eyes from dirt and dust. And your eyebrows
attract the lady nerves.
And protect your eyes from sweat dripping down into them.
Amazing. But if this hair stuff is everywhere, where does it come from?
It all starts in the skin.
So that's where the magic beans are planted.
No beans, Nerb.
Ah, you stupid good-for-nothing beans. I curse the day I bought you. Please continue.
There are tube-like hair follicles that extend below the surface of the skin. At the base of each follicle is the hair bulb, where cells multiply. As hair begins to grow, it pushes up and out of the follicle through the skin, where it can be seen.
That's amazing!
Even more amazing is that once hair is at the skin's surface, the cells that make up a strand of hair aren't alive anymore. That's why it doesn't hurt when hair is cut with scissors.
Dead cells? Why does it look so pretty and shiny?
For that, you can thank the oil glands, which are also called sebaceous glands.
Fancy word!
The sebaceous glands produce the oil that makes hair shiny. Sometimes the sebaceous gland pumps out too much oil and the person's hair may look greasy.
Greasy? Oh, let me touch! Oh, no! What have I done to the beautiful hair?
You didn't do anything, Nurb. You may not notice it, but hair is always falling out and being replaced by new hair. Each hair grows for an average of about 3 years, rests for a few months, and then it falls out. A new hair grows out of the same follicle, replacing the old one. Of the 100,000 hairs on a typical person's head, about 50 to 100 hairs fall out each day.
Well, that's neat. Why is this one black, though?
Hair comes in all sorts of different colors. Hair color comes from melanin, which is a pigment. The lighter someone's hair is, the less melanin there is. So someone with blonde hair has less melanin than someone with black hair. Also, people lose the melanin in their hair as they age.
Is that why my grampy Jebediah Nurb has all white hair?
Exactly. Hair also comes in different textures, like curly, straight, and wavy.
And bald, which is beautiful. Oh my goodness, Chloe, look! The beans I threw, they worked! It's a magical, fantastical, hairy beanstalk! Woo-hoo-hoo!
Nurb, it's hair. It doesn't need beans to grow. The average hair grows half an inch per month. And some people can grow their hair really long, down their backs or even longer.
Oh, yeah? Well, if it doesn't need beans to grow, why does it look so healthy and, magical?
It's not magic, Nurb. Washing hair regularly helps keep it looking great.
Wash it, and it looks great. A likely story.
Well, it helps to brush and comb it regularly, too, and eat healthy foods. A nutritious diet keeps your body healthy from the inside out.
Well, I'll be Nurb. I guess you're right. It is a huge, healthy hair. No beans needed.
Glad to see you come around. Now, let's climb it and get a better view.
Wow, I can even see my mommy's house. Yo, Ma! What's for lunch?
I love that lady with the pumpkin hair. She smells as sweet as butter. If she will marry me, I swear I'll never love another. I met her on St. Groundhog's Day. My knees went weak when she looked my way. That lady with the pumpkin hair, she smells as sweet as butter. Her eyes are like the prairie sky, the weather's always changing. If she will let me be her guy, I'll never go free ranging. She rides upon a chestnut mare with a circle of flowers in her pumpkin hair. That lady with the pumpkin hair, she smells as sweet as butter. The freckles all across her nose are where the angels kissed her. When I save my money, then I'll propose. I'll be her constant mister. The sun will shine on our sweet home, and I'll stay put and never roam. I love that lady with the pumpkin hair. She smells as sweet as butter. Her smile is like a leaf upon the river's deepest water. When 12 short years have come and gone, we'll have a dozen daughters. They each will have a beauty rare, with the freckles and the smiles and the pumpkin hair. I love that lady with the pumpkin hair. She smells as sweet as butter. Do-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-
mama took me to the hair salon. Next thing I knew, my hair was gone. I'm very sorry to report that lady cut my hair too short. Snip went the scissors, and when I looked down, my beautiful hair was on the ground. Yes, I could hear the trouble brewing, but before I could say, hey, what are you doing? She started cutting, and I could hear she was snipping little circles round my ears. I wanted to ask her, what's this called? The Burra Crew, I'm nearly bald. I just wanted to lose a layer. Now I've been scalped, and I had to pay her.
You got a bad haircut. Don't be thinking you're a goner. What about Sinead O'Connor? Her hair was a secret of her success.
It's a darn good thing she wore a dress. Cleopatra wore hers at the shoulder.
I heard she cut when she got older. For convenience sake, she'd jump in the shower, meet a friend at the pyramids in half an hour.
You got a bad haircut.
Let's take a look through history. Hair is no great mystery.
Back when the Beatles were going strong, people thought their hair was long.
And Thomas Edison was no slob, wore his hair in a neat little bob.
Winston Churchill was a great, great man with his hair cut short.
What about Tarzan? He moved into society, cut his hair in the name of propriety. Yeah, a lot of good that did for him.
Oh, well, it grew back out again.
His hair was his pride and glory.
But Tarzan's just a made-up story.
Well, your brother was mighty handsome.
And what about Caesar?
What about Samson?
You got a bad haircut.
Don't let it give you cause to fret. No one's died from a haircut yet.
Just be patient, try not to pout. Smile a little while it'll grow out.
Don't go around with a frown like that.
I guess I'll have to wear a hat. I'm sure that when I go to school, I'll be the object of ridicule.
Well, maybe so. It's pretty short, but it's just your hair. It's not your heart.
You got a bad haircut.
One day you'll be looking back.
For a haircut Saturday.
You got a bad haircut.
Welcome back, folks. We are celebrating hair and feathers. Hair and feathers today on Amy's Kids Show. And we have Joe the Crow, who loves to sing. Yes, Joe is joining us here in the station today to help us celebrate feathers and hair. Because, of course, he understands how much pride humans often take in their hair and how much time we spend taking care of it. And maybe getting haircuts and sometimes regretting them. I don't know if some of you could relate to that last song, but don't worry, because hair is always growing. Isn't that amazing? It's always growing. It's also always falling out. What is it, about 50 to 100 hairs a day fall out of the average human head? I know, Joe, that's a lot of hair. And, well, birds also lose feathers in a very similar way. Right, to make room for fresh new feathers. And, of course, hair can come in many colors. We had a song about the girl with the pumpkin hair, right? I actually, when I was looking for hair songs, it was amazing how many of them are about red hair. Red hair is quite special to humans. They write a lot of songs about red hair, apparently. And birds are also their feathers. Yes, your feathers, yes, are totally beautiful. And that is what Joe, yes, we'll let him speak for himself there for a moment. Absolutely, Joe, right. What a lot of humans don't realize is that even the crow's feathers are beautiful. Right, you're covered in rainbows, right? A lot of people don't take the time to notice that even crows have beautiful feathers that are just covered in rainbows. And so Joe wanted to come on today partly to thank Amy's Kids Show, because we have celebrated the rainbows in crow feathers quite a few times. I think at least twice on this show over the past 100 shows. We've read a book called Rainbow Crow, which is about how the crow came to lose, you know, its colorful feathers, and their feathers were replaced with these black feathers that may look very plain to most people from afar, but if you look close, you will see that inside those black feathers, there are zillions of little rainbows. Right, you guys are quite beautiful, and your songs are also beautiful. Right, when we sing from our hearts, we always make a beautiful song. That's what Joe wanted to come and tell you today. Yes, absolutely. Singing from our heart and looking closely for the rainbows that are all around us. Right. So I think Joe's going to go off and find some protein. Right. So that he can keep growing back those beautiful feathers of his. And maybe you're ready for a little protein in your breakfast, I should say, if this is Saturday morning, like it is for most of us listening to Amy's Kids Show on Saturday morning. Maybe you're having a little protein with your breakfast, and that's going to help you grow more hair if you're a human out there, or also fur. Fur is hair that grows really close together all over the body. So we're going to celebrate fur. We're going to celebrate feathers. We're going to keep celebrating hair and keep celebrating you out there. I hope you're having a great day. Thank you for joining me and Joe the Crow for Amy's Kids Show. Did we just rhyme? Well, we should make a song, Joe. Oh, he's already figuring it out. He's off and running. We're going to come up with a song out of those words and those rhyming words. Maybe you can too. Let's learn a little bit about feathers. Thanks for joining me.
Feathers are made out of keratin, the same protein your hair is made of. And just like your hair grows from a hair follicle, the feather grows out of a feather follicle. We actually have time-lapse footage of a feather follicle forming. These are all skin cells. They move towards each other and gather into tiny bumps in the skin. There are chemical signals that tell the bumps how far apart to form. The center of each bump will grow into a feather. The edges of each bump are the feather follicle. This area goes through massive growth. The cells here divide and grow, almost as fast as they can. The new cells they produce push out in a vertical column. This is the feather growing. This might help you understand what's going on. Pretend this is the feather follicle, and this is the new feather growing in. As new cells are added at the base of the feather, it pushes the rest of the feather upwards. You can just imagine how much energy is being spent at the bottom to create all these new cells. At the bottom of the feather, all the cells are undifferentiated skin cells, but they quickly start to differentiate and form the overall shape of the feather. So just as my fingers are all separate, this is how the different barbs would form. So my hand is actually very similar to a downy feather, where it's a lot of different barbs and they're all connected right at the bottom. Once the feather has formed that differentiated feather shape out of skin cells, the skin cells go through a process called cornification. So each of the skin cells will produce a keratin skeleton inside of themselves, and it makes them very, very strong. It's made of protein. Once that skeleton is complete, they get rid of all their organelles and the nucleus, which means that the cell is dead, and all that's left behind is that strong skeleton of protein. I should mention at this point that this delicate work is all happening outside the bird, right on the skin surface. So to protect the process from dirt and bacteria, the whole feather is inside a protective cylinder, also made of keratin. You can see these cylinders on birds sometimes. They look like little white lines. It's a new feather under construction. These are called pin feathers because they look like pins, or blood feathers because there's still some blood circulating inside of them as the cells finish their growth. Inside the tube, the feather is organizing. Here is a cross-section of what is happening. The center is just supporting cells, providing a frame for the feather cells to stay in place. You can also see the blood vessels in here. On the outside is the protective waxy cylinder. The feather, in red, has several barbs, and these little lines are barbules, the smallest parts of the feather. Using different cellular directions, the bird can form different feathers. This is a downy feather, with long barbs that are barely connected at the end. But the bird can also print flight feathers, semi-plume feathers, or bristles. It's all the same process, just different instructions.
As the feather is printed, color is added.
Let's talk about black, because that's a pigment. It's the same pigment that you might find in your own hair. And in this case, this is a silver pheasant feather. So you can see that as the feather was growing, pigment cells were added into the feather. So everywhere you see a black line, that's somewhere that a pigment cell was added. And everywhere that you don't see a black line, that's somewhere where it was not.
In some birds, this happens at a constant rate, like the crow. There were lots of pigment-producing cells jumping in the whole time its feathers were growing, leading to even black feathers. Or if you look at the toucan, there are lots of pigment cells jumping in on its back feathers, but none in its front feathers.
Where it gets really wild is when there's patterns on a single feather. So take this feather. This is a silver pheasant feather. Most of the feather is white, so no pigment cells were put there. But then there are thin black lines. So the pigment-producing area was very thin, and it moved around the follicle. What about this one? This is a great Argus pheasant feather. So as the feather was growing, there were small amounts of pigment being put all over the feather, small amounts of melanin, but then certain groups of cells would jump in and produce a black spot. Isn't it amazing that cells can coordinate together to make a big pattern like this, even though they're so small? One more feather. This is a kookaburra tail feather, and you can see that as the feather was growing, cells were turning on and off, leading to these large stripes. And then to make this white tip at the end, all pigment cells were turned off, except for the times when it was making a band. We're still learning exactly how this process works, so there will be new discoveries about how feathers form. And that's just melanin. There are many other pigments that could be included.
It turns out that red, yellow, orange, black, and brown are all pigments in the feather, but blue, green, and white are really different.
This process is amazing and complex, but it's happening all the time. Bird feathers are replacing themselves regularly. Old ones fall out, new ones grow in. It's why birds are able to have a covering which is so light and delicate. Thanks for stopping by this week to learn what makes life awesome.
Whether your hair is long and stringy,
or you've got hair that's soft and springy,
or feathers that are fluffy to the touch.
Let it out, let it be free. Let it be what it wants to be.
I love my hair.
My feathers.
And almost grow.
So much.
All you've got to do is grow it.
It's part of you, come on and show it.
Wear it up,
wear it down.
Watch your shake it all.
I love my hair.
My feathers
so much.
That was great.
Good job, Nina.
She'd eat a birdseed burger on a sesame bun. And she told her ma she couldn't go out and run, 'cause she was too full of
birdseed, birdseed, birdseed. You can feed it to your turtle or your centipede. You can munch a bunch for lunch, but mark my words, birdseed's good for the birds.
Some birdseed in a blender, along with some mittens and an old Ford Fender. And he told George it would have been more tender if he'd added just a little more
birdseed, birdseed, birdseed. You can feed it to your turtle or your centipede. You can munch a bunch for lunch, but mark my words, birdseed strictly for the birds.
Mm-hmm. by mixing gasoline and birdseed with a tablespoon. But I believe he'll be returning soon. If he doesn't run out of
birdseed, 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 you can feed it to your turtle or your centipede. You can munch a bunch for lunch, but mark my words, birdseed strictly for the birds. Oh, birdseed, birdseed, you can feed it to your turtle or your centipede. You can munch a bunch for lunch, but mark my words, birdseed strictly for the birds.
Come through my window, little bird, come through my window, little bird, come through my window and buy molasses candy. Come through my window, my sugar lump, come through my window, my sugar lump, and buy molasses candy. Come through my window, bluebird, bluebird. Come through my window and buy molasses candy. Come through my window, my sugar lump. Come through my window, my...
seems now all he wants to do is fight. Little birdie, look at what he's trying to do. It's so
took a monkey for a ride in the air. The Monkey thought that everything was on the square. Buzzard tried to throw the monkey off his back. Monkey grabbed him by the neck and said, now hold on, Jack.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Bob, but don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use in jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Bob, but don't you blow your top.
The buzzard told the monkey, you are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzard right dead in his eyes. Said, your mama should have told you, don't you never tell lies.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top.
Honey, honey, honey.
Celebrating all kinds of things here on this Saturday morning with Amy's Kids Show. And like that last song said, cool down, Papa, don't blow your top. And why don't we just sing when we're feeling a little blue or a little discouraged? You know, that's kind of what the crows wanted to come in here to say today. They want to remind us that, of course, when we sing from our hearts, we, of course, have such a beautiful song to sing. And if we just look for all of the, if we look for the diamonds on people's skin and we look for the rainbows in the feathers, you know, we'll see them. There you are. There you are, Joe. Yes, welcome back. Yes, he wanted to come back for the end of the show here and just make sure that everybody understands that, you know, that those are things we have in common. We have hair and feathers in common with our feathered friends. In fact, I had so many bird songs that I got a little jumbled here. I'm sorry. At the end, I just couldn't play them all. So they started interrupting each other, and they all have the word bird in the title. So I was getting a little confused about which bird songs. And right, well, I guess it can be confusing out there in the wild kingdom, too. There are lots of birds out there. And one of the main ways to tell them apart, besides their size and their sounds and where they live and what they eat, of course, are the feathers. The feathers. I know it's the most popular and famous trait that you guys have. I know. We are always talking about how beautiful your feathers are. And so maybe you're going to take a little walk outside today and find some mud and find some birds and maybe find some feathers that they've dropped. I know I'm always dropping hair everywhere I go. I don't know. I think I lose maybe more than 100 strands of hair a day. But it seems like it anyway. Maybe you found some of your hair laying around, some of your old hair that you've dropped. Well, birds drop feathers too, so maybe you'll find some of those. So thank you for joining me this Saturday for our celebration of hair and feathers. And thank you, Joe. Yeah, look forward to seeing you out there. Yeah, go get some protein, some worms, some bird seed, which is made out of, you know, seeds and things. Those are all high protein foods. animal foods are high in protein, right? So maybe somebody wants some bacon or sausage out there for breakfast, right? Maybe some eggs. Oh, yeah, we won't talk about that today. Anyway, I'm really glad you guys joined me. We're going to keep celebrating on Amy's Kids Show. We have some special episodes coming up for the fundraiser. Our 100th show anniversary is about to happen, coinciding with the WGDR fundraiser. Hope you'll join me for all of that. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day. Remember, you're the greatest.
Rise up this morning,
smile with the rising sun.
Three.